大家在过去的一周里面，不知道有没有经历过别人对我们的唇枪舌剑呢？
I wonder in the past week, had any one of us experienced being attacked by words or with words?
当我们被人刺激的时候，我们的反应又是如何呢？
And I wonder how you react when someone provoke you,
那特别在言语上面。
especially in words.
那究竟在造物主亚伟神的心里面，人和人之间的相处应该是怎样的呢？
So, what do you think God has in mind for the way we should relate to each other?
那这是今天我们在讲到的信息里面要来明白的一个主题。
And this is what we are trying to understand through today's message.
那我们开始之前，让我们将时间再一次交给神。
So let us first commit our time to God through prayer.
那上一周呢，师母就带我们看马太福音第六章的结尾。
Last week, Sister Olive led us to study the end of Matthew chapter 6.
那在那里，主耶稣教导门徒不要为物质上的需要去忧虑，
And the Lord Jesus was teaching us not to be anxious about our material needs,
而是要追求做一个属灵人。
but to be someone spiritual.
那属灵人就是一个追求认识神还有永恒价值事情的一个人。
A person who's spiritual seeks God and seeks what has eternal value.
那当我们全然的信靠神，然后先求他的国还有他的公义的时候，那亚伟天父必定会看顾我们一切的需要。
So when we trust God fully and we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, God will surely take care of all our needs.
那我们今天就来到第七章。
So today we come to Matthew chapter 7.
那在我们来看一到六节。
And we'll focus on verses 1 to 6.
那在这里，主耶稣把话题从与神的关系上面呢，就转移到门徒之间的关系。
In this passage, Jesus is shifting our attention from our relationship with God to the relationship between the disciples.
就是刚才我们提到的问题，究竟神的心目中人与人应该如何相处呢？
That's what we just mentioned about. How should we relate to each other according to God's will?
那我们来读一读这一段的经文。
So let us read this passage.
那马太福音的七章，我们先看一到二节。你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 2. Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use it will be measured to you.
3到5节，为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不理会自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你的弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你兄弟，弟兄眼中的刺。
Verses 3 to 5. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, "Let me take the speck out of your eye," when there is the log in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
那当然，这里主耶稣是用比喻的手法在说一件事情。
Of course, here Jesus is using an analogy.
不是真的有很大的木头在你的眼睛里。
So it's not literally saying there's a huge log in your eye.
那我们继续看下去。
And let us continue on.
第六节，不要把生物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Verse 6. Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you.
那在这段经文里面，相信大家不难看出，这个主题是在谈论不要论断人。
In this entire passage, it should be quite obvious that the theme is about not to judge.
那第六节，那主耶稣并不是在这里想侮辱谁。
And in verse 6, Jesus was not trying to insult anyone.
那一会我们会来看这节是什么意思。
And we will study this in detail later on.
而第六节表面看起来好像跟论断人没有关系，其实也是跟论断人的这个主题是有关联的。
Perhaps on the surface, you can't really see how verse 6 relates to this topic of not judging, but actually when we study it further, you would see that it does have something to do with not to judge.
那一会我们就会来看。
So we'll leave it till later on.
那我们先来思想一下，七章的第一节。
So let us first study verse 1 in chapter 7.
这里说你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
Here is gives us a warning not to judge, lest we be judged.
那这里主耶稣给了门徒这个警告。
Here Jesus is giving his disciples this particular warning.
那不要去论断人。
Do not judge.
那我们就要追问，什么叫做论断人呢？
So a question we should ask is what it means not to judge others.
那现今在这个我们社会上面也有这样的言语，不要去歧视他人。
I believe you have all heard of things like, oh, you should not discriminate others.
那这里是不是这里说的意思呢？
Is that what Jesus means here?
那相信大家会同意，主耶稣的教导往往是针对人心里面的态度。
I trust that you all agree, Jesus' teaching often focuses on the heart attitude.
那比如说马太福音的第五章登山宝训的开头那里谈的八福。
For example, the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5.
那里说到的八福是在说神改变了一群的新人类，他们内心有的态度是怎样。
The Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 is actually about this group of new humanity, humankind, people who have been changed by God and how their attitude is like.
那不要论断人，这样主耶稣所针对的也是人与人相处心里面的态度。
So similarly, here when we talk about do not judge, Jesus is again focusing on our heart attitude and how we relate to each other.
不是单单停留在言语的层面而已。
So it's not just how we express certain things.
那究竟不要论断人是什么意思呢？
So what does what does Jesus mean when we say do not judge?
那论断的希腊原文的含义有去审判的意思。
And in the Greek original, the word judge means to pronounce judgment.
那大家去想这个审判会想到什么样的场景？
So what kind of scenario comes to your mind when we talk about judge or judging?
我的稿
没得救被定罪这样子。
Okay, so being sentenced to death, like there's no return.
So any scenario or any person comes to mind when you say do not judge? 那其实审判的这个词呢，其实就让我们想起这个法庭的一个情况。
So when we talk about judge, I think one scenario comes to our mind is that of a law court.
那审判是法官的特权。
So to judge is the right or privilege of a judge.
法庭上面的法官可以代表政府去审判人。
And the judge of this court of law can exercise his exercise judgment on behalf of the governing authorities.
那法官有权柄去审判一个触犯法律的人。
The judge can exercise or pronounce a judgment upon anyone who has broken the law.
所以主耶稣在这里说不要论断的意思是在警告我们，我们和别人相处的时候不要把自己抬高于别人之上。
So here when Jesus says, do not judge, he's actually reminding us or warning us as we relate to each other, neverput yourself in such a high position as if you're higher than others.
那好像把自己放在法庭的这个法官的位置上一样。
Or to put yourself in the position of a judge in the court of law.
所以不要论断也意味着我们不要用一个高高在上的一个态度去对待身边的人。
So do not judge can be understood as not to think too highly of yourself as if you're better than everyone or you're holier than everyone.
那主耶稣所针对的就是这样自高自大高举自己的态度。
Jesus is actually telling us not to be proud, arrogant and to lift ourselves to such a high position.
那好多的时候人际关系出现了问题，正是因为两个人都互不相让。
A lot of times, problems occur as we relate to others because no one was willing to let go of their own opinion and they insist on their viewpoints.
那两个人都高举对自己，要用言语或者是行动把对方压下去。
So they try to demean the other person with words.
那这样子待人的态度却不是这位造物主亚伟天父他喜悦的态度。
Or they even demean others with their action. So this kind of attitude is not what our Heavenly Father Yahweh is pleased with.
那不是他造人的时候对人有的心意。
And this was not the will of God as he created us.
那我想起小时候发生的一件事情。
So this brought to mind something that happens when I was still a child.
那正好描绘了论断人背后的这个态度。
And it illustrates the points of judging others.
那可能当中
and the attitude behind it.
可能当中有一些人听过。
And maybe some of us have heard of this incident before.
那我大概是小学四五年级的时候。
When I was about primary 4 or 5.
那有一天老师在课堂上就很严厉的就是管教我。
So one day my teacher was being very harsh in disciplining me.
那回家心里面就非常的不服气。
So when I got home, I was really angry about it.
那刚好那时候电视剧流行这个包青天。
And it happened that during that time, a TV series that was popular was about this judge called Judge Bao.
然后我就自己写了剧本。
So I wrote my own script.
然后就把老师当作犯人。
So I made the teacher become the criminal.
那我就是审判官。
And I was the judge.
然后我就判他有罪。
And of course, I gave him a sentence.
然后也执行砍头啊这些。
So I sentenced him to execution.
那想起来好像小孩子的玩意没什么。
Well, maybe on the surface, it just seems like a childish play.
但是可以看到这样真正是论断人的一种的态度。
But when you think about it, what's behind it is actually a judgmental attitude.
是一种抬高自我去这样子去自私的态度去对人的一种的反应。
And it's elevating oneself, and also being very self-centered.
所以小朋友开始懂得分辨善恶之后，也慢慢会被这样子自我中心的态度去影响了。
So you notice that as a child starts to understand what is good and evil, what is right and wrong, they can actually be also influenced by their own self-centeredness and to see themselves as a judge.
所以以上我们看到主耶稣说不要论断人，就是不要高抬自己去对待他人。
So we can see that here when Jesus tells us not to judge others, he is reminding us not to promote ourselves into the position of a judge.
那我们要继续追问，那既然不要论断人，那我们要如何对待人呢？
But then we have to ask, if we are not to judge others, how should we treat other people?
那我们来看一段的经文。
So let's look at another Bible passage.
在马太福音的20章25到28节。
Matthew chapter 20, verses 25 to 28.
耶稣把他们叫过来说，你们知道各国都有元首统治他们，也有官长管辖他们，但你们中间却不要这样。谁想在你们中间成为大的，就要做你们的仆役；想要在你们中间为首的，就要做你们的奴仆。正如人子来不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人，并且要舍命做许多人的赎价。
Matthew chapter 20 verses 25 to 28. But Jesus called them to him and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. It shall not be so among you, but whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be your slave.Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
那主耶稣在说，在神的国度里面，人与人之间的关系是彼此顺服、彼此服侍的。
So here Jesus is telling us that in the kingdom of God, the way we relate to each other should be one of serving each other and submitting to each other.
那看自己好像是对方的仆人一样。
So we see ourselves as a servant to the other person.
就好像主耶稣他自己给我们的榜样。
Just like Jesus' own example.
那他虽然为神所立的救主君王。
Even though he's the anointed chosen Messiah or king for us.
但是他却好像仆人一样服侍世人，做多人的，他舍命做了多人的赎价。
But he served us as a servant and he gave his life for us as a ransom.
那就让我总结今天信息的第一点。
So let me conclude the very first point of today's message.
我们看到主耶稣对门徒的提醒是不要论断人。
We see that Jesus is saying to the disciples, do not judge.
那背后的态度就是不要把自己放在一个高的位置上去对待身边的人。
And the attitude behind this judgment is saying, do not put yourself in a high position as if you're a judge.
而是要彼此顺服，去用仆人的态度彼此的服侍。
But we should serve each other, submit to each other, have this servant attitude.
好像主耶稣的榜样一样。
Just as Jesus served us.
那如果我们坦诚去看自己的情况，相信你我会看到，这样的一点。
So I'm sure if you're honest with yourself, you would see what I meant.
那在我们生里面，好多时候我们都是以论断人、抬高自己的这样子态度去生活的。
Because in our everyday life, very often we relate to others with this judgmental or arrogant attitude.
那其实我们离这位造物主亚伟对人类的期盼还有标准其实差了很远。
So actually we are very far off from the standard God has set for us or the hopes he has for us.
那求神怜悯我们能够听从主耶稣在这里对我们的警告。
So pray that God would have mercy on us, that we would all listen to Jesus' warning for us.
那要有谦卑倚靠神的心去活出一个不论断人的生命。
To have a humble attitude, to rely on God, and to live out a life that is not judging others.
那我们来到信息的第二点，我们要一起来思想一个问题。
Now we come to the second point of today's message, and let us ponder another question.
那不要论断是否意味着不论对方他的行为是如何，我们都要容忍他呢？
So when we say do not judge, does it mean that regardless of how the other person is acting, we would just have to tolerate it?
换句话说，不要论断是否意味着当我们看到一些不公义、得罪神、得罪人的事情，那我们就说啊，不关我的事，因为我不论断人。
So is it saying that when we say do not judge, does it mean that even when we see something that's unrighteous, something that's wrong, people sinning against God or other people, and our attitude is just one of indifference, it has nothing to do with me?
因为我不所谓不论断人。
Just because I'm trying not to judge.
那我相信大家经过思想会同意，不论断人并不代表我们不去运用我们的分辨力。
I'm sure you would all agree when we say do not judge, we are not saying that we don't even exercise our discernment.
不去分辨善与恶。
That we don't even distinguish between good and evil.
那其实在今天经文的第六节，我们可以很清楚地观察到不论断人，并不代表我们不去做分辨，不做判断。
Actually, if we look at verse 6 of today's passage, you would clearly see that when we talk about not to judge,It doesn't mean not to discern, not to distinguish between good and evil.
原因就是在教完门徒不要去论断人，主耶稣紧接着说，教导他们在传福音的过程要懂得分辨，要判断对方的状态是怎么样的。
Because right after Jesus' teaching for us not to judge, Jesus then goes on to say, when we go and share the gospel with others, we need to exercise our discernment to.Perceive how the condition of the person is.
那我们再读一读第六节。
So let's read again verse 6.
不要把生物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它见它的珍珠转过来咬你们。
Do not give dogs what is holy, and do not throw your pearls before pigs, lest they trample them underfoot and turn to attack you.
所以在教导门徒不要论断人之后，那主耶稣紧接着教导门徒要去分辨。
So right after Jesus taught us not to judge, he then reminded the disciples to exercise their discernment.
那首先要分辨圣洁还有贵重的事情是什么。
First, we need to distinguish between holy and precious.
那这里说到圣物和珍珠都是圣洁有价值的。
So here, when it talks about the holy, something that's holy, pearls, they are actually referring to things that have value, they are valuable.
那这里圣物和珍珠其实都在描述同一件事情。
Actually, in this verse, when you see the words holy and what is holy and pearls, they are referring to the same thing.
那其实都是在形容福音。
Both are referring to the good news, the gospel.
就是神为人在基督耶稣里所预备的救恩。
And that is salvation that God has prepared in Jesus Christ for us.
那门徒对耶稣对门徒说，你们要分辨得到福音是圣洁，也是非常贵重的。
So here Jesus is telling the disciples, you must discern that the gospel is holy and invaluable.
那第二，主耶稣也教导门徒要分辨传福音的对象是在怎样的一个状态底下。
And then Jesus also taught his disciples to discern the condition of the person you're trying to reach out to.
那这里我们看到主耶稣用比喻的手法来描述一类的人。
So here again, Jesus uses a parable to describe a certain type of people.
那用很形象的狗和猪去描述他们。
He uses the picture language of a dog and a pig.
那主耶稣在这里并不是想去侮辱谁。
But of course, Jesus is not trying to insult someone.
他不是在这里论断人。
And of course, he is not judging others.
就是用一个高高在上的态度去看待人。
He's not seeing himself as better than other people.
那不是的，主耶稣在这里是很坦白的用狗和猪的图画来描述属肉体的人的性情。
Instead, Jesus is being very frank, very straightforward in using the imagery of a dog and a pig to describe those kind of people who are carnal, who are fleshly.
还记得就是上个月梁牧师在分享关于进食的信息里面谈到每个人里面都有两个倾向。
Do you all remember Pastor Joe in his message about fasting talked about two inclinations in human beings?
那有灵的这个部分，也有肉的这个部分。
We either incline to things that are spiritual or things that are of the flesh.
那我们里面灵的这部分，我们会向往认识生命的意义，向往认识神，认识永恒的事情。
So our spiritual inclination motivates us to seek God, seek things that are of eternal value.
那我们肉的这个倾向呢，就是使到我们自私，只顾着自己的欲望，去追求地上眼前短暂的事情。
But our fleshly inclination pushes us to seek what is self-centered, our desires, things that are just of temporary value.
那其实你和我里面都有属肉体的倾向在我们里面。
So actually, you and I both have these two types of inclinations.
那换句话说，每个人都有描述狗和猪的这些的特性在我们里面。
And that is to say, you and I actually all have certain characteristics of dogs and pigs being described here.
那就连基督徒也有属肉体的倾向。
So even Christians sometimes have this fleshly inclination.
但基督徒不同的是，亚伟神已经借着他的圣灵，赐给基督徒一个新的生命。
But what is different about Christians is that God has already given them His Holy Spirit and given them this new life.
那靠着神的灵，基督徒可以不用再被肉体的这个倾向所控制。
And by His Spirit's help, no longer be controlled by our fleshly desires or inclination.
而是有自由去追随属灵的事情，追随永恒价值的事情。
But instead, we have this freedom to seek what is spiritual, what is eternal.
那接下来我们就要来思想一下，那既然主耶稣用了狗和猪的这个图画，那他们都有怎样的特性呢？
So now let us ponder this.Imagery of dogs and pigs. Let us see what characteristics do they have.
帮助我们了解属肉体的这个一个人，他是怎样的。
And this will help us to then understand what a carnal or fleshly person is like.
那首先狗和猪都是不怎么爱干净的。
So first, dogs and pigs do not really care about cleanliness.
彼得后书二章二十节那里说
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 22 it says
啊，不好意思，前面这个第六节是忘记删掉了。应该是从正如俗语所说的，狗转过来又吃自己所吐的，猪洗净了又到污泥中去打滚。
So, Second Peter verse, chapter 2 verse 22 says, What the true proverb says has happened to them. The dog returns to his own vomit, and the sow, after washing herself, returns to wallowing in the mire.
那这里我们看到狗和猪都有这些不爱干净、有肮脏的这个习惯的。
So here we see that both dogs and pigs have this habits of returning to something dirty. It doesn't have care too much about cleanliness.
那当中有谁养过狗的
？I wonder who of you have kept dogs as your pets.
有没有人？哇，比较少哦。
So only very few of us had dogs as pets.
那小时候我们家养过好几条狗。
So when I was young, our family had several dogs.
那我记得爸爸每天几乎要教训狗的一件事情是什么呢
？And I recalled almost every single day, my dad had to go on about one thing.
就是如果不留意了，这个狗就会吃掉自己的大便。
And that is, if you don't pay attention, the dog will actually eat his own poop.
它不是没有狗粮吃，而是他就是他的喜欢这样做。
Not that we didn't give the dog proper food, but the dog's just like eating his own poop.
那好几，我们养过几条狗都有这样的习惯。
And actually, we had kept several dogs, and every single dog had this behavior.
那其实这也描述，当一个人是被属肉体的这个倾向所控制的时候，为了满足自己的欲望，也不会在乎罪所带来的污秽啊。
And this analogy is trying to help us understand that when a person is controlled by his earthly inclination, earthly desires, he wouldn't even care the consequence of sin, and that is something that's unclean.
那第二方面，狗和猪都是凶狠有攻击性的。
And the other point is that both dogs and pigs can be quite fierce and ferocious.
特别当时的狗并不是像现在好像宠物狗一样。
Especially in those days, the dogs that Jesus was referring to aren't pet dogs.
那当时候耶稣的时代，很多时候粮食都是有限，那就没有这个奢侈去养宠物了。
Back in those days, when food was limited, how would people even have the luxury to keep dogs as a pet?
所以狗通常是这些成群结队的野狗。
So usually these are wild dogs.
那都是很有攻击性的。
And they're ferocious.
但是如果猪的话，可能我们不是生活在农村，或者是没有养过猪，比较难想象为什么猪也会很凶猛。
Because most of us live in the city and not in villages, we don't have that background, we might not have kept pigs before. It's very difficult for us to imagine a pig being ferocious.
有没有人有经验养过猪?
Has any one of us experienced that? Okay, John has that experience of keeping pigs.
猪怎么样呢?
How are pigs like?
看吃家猪跟野猪，野猪肉可以吃的。
Oh, is it wild boar can eat the person?
Oh, can eat a person.
Mm. Well, can attack. Well, kill a person, you mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Yes. 那我在网上看过一篇的报道。
I actually saw a news report online.
那是一位养猪场的工作人员他写的文章。
Written by a staff who works in a
pig farm.
Pig farm.
他说在养猪场呢，时不时会发生猪咬人的事情。
He said in a pig farm, Very frequently, you would see a pig biting a person.
那有的比较轻。
Well, some got lightly injured.
那当然也有特别严重的案例。
But there are also very serious deadly cases.
那通常是怀孕过后的母猪啊，或者是一些公猪。
And usually the pigs that attacked were pigs that just gave birth to, or male pigs, male pigs.
比如他的一个前辈是专门喂养公猪的。
So for example, he has a senior who was responsible for feeding the male pigs.
那有一次呢，他在喂这只公猪的时候呢，这只他喂了三年的公猪突然无故的攻击他。
So that was once when he was just trying to feed these male pigs, and one of the pigs that he had kept for 3 years actually attacked him out of no reason.
那把他的一条腿咬成粉碎性关骨折。
And the pig just bit so tightly onto his leg that he ended up with a comminuted fracture.
那也把他的肠子都咬出来了。
And even bit him to a point where all his intestines just got, I don't know how to say.
Pulled out. 那猪可以就是长到800斤，那一个人大概100斤，所以你很难去抵抗它这个咬的力道。
Because a pig can grow up to
400 kilograms.
400 kilograms, not grams. 400 kilograms, and a person is only about
150.
About 50 kilograms.
Well, in China, I guess.
Yeah, in China. So we are talking about the China measurement. So you can imagine how big a pig can grow and how ferocious it can be.
那就是作者分析，可能是公猪之前接受这个打针，是这个前辈帮他打的。
So they were guessing the reason the pig attacked this particular staff was because beforehand this staff had to give the pig an injection.
这个公猪就记仇。
And this pig probably was very angry at this.
然后有机会的时候，在那一天就那位前辈差点被他养了三年的公猪咬死。
So this staff actually almost got killed by this particular pig that he had looked after for the past 3 years.
那作者说，后来这位前辈出院之后就辞职了。
So after this staff recovered and was dismissed from hospital, he just resigned.
那当然，这只攻击人的猪最后也死在刀下了。
And well, of course, as you can imagine, this pig also ended up being slaughtered.
那确实，猪和狗都是凶狠。有攻击性的动物。
So indeed, both pigs and dogs can be very ferocious animals.
当我们还没认识神，活在自我中心生命的里面的时候呢，被属肉体的倾向去掌管的时候，我们的性情往往也是很有攻击性的。
And when you and I have still not come to know God yet, when we were still controlled by our self-centeredness and being controlled or guided by our self-centered inclination, fleshly inclinations, our character can also be very ferocious, just like these dogs and pigs.
那当我们顺着自我中心的这样态度去生活的时候，当我们心情不好，往往会迁怒于他人。
So when we are not feeling happy, we often blame other people.
那别人对我们有一些客观的反馈。
And when other people give us some constructive feedback,
那往往我们
suggestions,
很快的就会自我保护。
Very soon we'll be very reacting in a self-protective way.
那甚至用言语去回击对方。
Being very defensive or even to talk back to that person.
Yeah, 所以这是猪和狗的一些的特点。
So these are some characteristics of dogs and pigs.
那当我们在看第六节的时候，那主耶稣在这里教导门徒要分辨。
So when we look at verse 6, we can see that Jesus is teaching his disciples to discern.
那当他们向人传福音的时候，若对方听了福音之后，还是以属肉体的生命性情为荣的时候呢？
So when you're trying to reach out to the person with the good news, and that person reacted in a way where he's still holding on to his fleshly desires,
Still glory in
a glory in his flesh. So when the other person actually still glory in his fleshly characteristics,
觉得我这样的生命没什么不好。
And think that there's nothing wrong with the way I am.
那不肯谦卑，再谦卑下来。
And that person is unwilling to humble himself to listen,
那门徒就不应该坚持向他们传福音。
Then disciples should not continue to share the good news and not to force it upon that person.
那是要分辨对方的状态，不要把圣洁贵重的福音硬塞给对方。
Because we should discern how the other person's condition is and not to give what is holy and precious to that person if he doesn't want it.
因为属肉体的人并不会珍惜福音。
Because a person who's fleshly would not treasure the good news.
而是会把它当作是愚蠢的事情。
Instead, they will dismiss it as something stupid or foolish.
就好像哥林多前书二章十四节那里说。
Just like what we see in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14.
那里说，然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙。
The natural man doesn't receive the things of God's Spirit, for they are foolishness to him.
那让我用一节经文来总结一下我们这个第二点。
So now let me use another passage to conclude the second point of my message.
关于不论断，不代表不去分辨善恶。
Concerning this point of not judging, doesn't mean not to discern.
那在马太福音的十八章十五节那里说。
In Matthew chapter 18, verse 15, it says,
倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。
If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone.
他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
If he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
所以主耶稣教导我们，不要论断人，并不是代表我们就不去分辨善恶。
So when Jesus teaches us not to judge, it doesn't then mean we do not distinguish between good and evil.
相反，我们正正是需要运用我们的分辨力，比如说弟兄得罪了你，你要分辨。
Quite the contrary, we should exercise our discernment. And for example, when someone sins against you,
那你为了爱对方的缘故，要凭着爱心，以仆人的态度，私底下去和他聊。
So if someone sins against you out of love for the other person, you should approach that person with a humble servant's attitude and to talk to him about it.
那私底下原因就是为了保护对方。
And why do we say just between you and that person first? It's to protect that person.
而不是要令他出丑。
And not to make it public and to embarrass him.
那以仆人的态度去指出他的罪来，而使他有机会可以向神悔改，也可以向人认错。
Instead, use a servant attitude and frankly point out his faults so that he can have a chance to repent and be made right with God.
那接下来让我们来到信息的第三点。
Now let us come to the third point of today's message.
那是关于主耶稣在七章第三节所问的问题。
And it's concerning the question that Jesus raised in verse 3, chapter 7 of Matthew.
为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不理会自己眼中有梁木呢？
Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
所以我们要去思想，为什么当我们和别人相处的时候，往往很擅长看见别人的缺点，却看不见自己的缺点呢？
So we have to ask why so often when we relate to other people, we can only see the fault in another person, but never saw our own fault.
那或者是有意见不合的时候，我们往往容易看见别人的错，而看不到自己的错。
Especially when we have differences in opinion, we can't come to agreement. Why do we often think the other person is wrong and we are right?
大家觉得为什么呢？
What do you think is the reason?
有没有人想尝试回答？
Does anyone want to share?
或者我可以给一个英文的提示。
Well, maybe I'll give you a hint, which is in English.
Love is blind.
爱是令人麻木的。
大家知道这个词吗？ Love is blind.
大家应该有听过这样的说法吧？
年轻人应该有听过，
或者直白说的爱就使人好像瞎眼一样了。
那其实看不见自己有错的原因，就是因为太爱自己了。
So the reason for not being able to see our own faults is because we love ourselves so much.
所以看不见自己有问题。
so we can't see our own problem.
不爱对方，所以很挑剔对方，论断对方。
We don't really love the other person, so we are being very critical.
那刚才说 love is blind 是说到男女谈恋爱的时候呢，往往觉得对方非常的可爱。
So actually, when we use this phrase "love is blind," it's talking about guys and girls when they're dating. They often see that the other person is just so wonderful.
好像白马王子、白雪公主一样，没有任何的缺点。
So it's like there's Snow White, princess, or the prince, and they're just perfect without any fault.
因为爱对方的缘故呢，好像看不到他有什么样的缺点。
Because you love that person so much, you can't see their faults at all.
纵然知道他有缺点，那你也觉得对比他的好，那是完全不可比了。
Even if you know they have certain shortcomings, you think, oh, because they're so wonderful, it's nothing.
为什么呢？因为你在恋爱。
Because you're in love with that person.
那是结婚之后呢？发生什么事情？
But what happens once you have married, got married?
那好多夫妻生活一段时间呢，就会开始慢慢挑剔对方了。
So many couples, after being together for some years, they started to be more and more critical of their spouse.
那很容易批评对方的缺点。
And they easily criticize their spouse for their shortcomings.
那为什么呢？其实原因有不同的。
Well, of course, there are different reasons behind this.
因为可能觉得自家人不需要彼此客气。
Perhaps one reason is that we think, well, we're one family, so we don't need to be too polite with each other.
但是当中也有另外一个原因呢，就是因为彼此都坚持自己，互不相让。
But another reason is because each person insists on their own right. They don't want to give in to the other person.
那起初这样子爱对方的这个爱就越来越冷淡了。
And that love which used to be so on fire and for the other person is slowly dying out.
那感情就越来越冷淡，甚至婚姻会出现问题。
So, this love is diminishing, and then sooner or later, their marriage will come into crisis.
那原来没有实际的爱，人与人之间就会出现许多的挑剔，还有论断。
So without sacrificial love, there are often problems. In relating to other people.
那我们就看不见自己眼中有良木。
And we cannot see the log that is in our own eye.
那是因为太爱自己。
That's because we love ourselves so much.
那对别人很挑剔，是因为我们不爱对方，反而是更爱的其实是自己。
And the reason we criticize the other person is because we love ourselves much more than the other person.
所以互相批评，互相论断，原来就是彼此相爱的反面。
So being critical of each other, being judgmental of each other is actually the opposite of loving each other as yourself.
当人与人之间没有这样子，从神而来舍己的爱的时候呢，那就只剩下彼此的挑剔，还有批评和论断了。
So when that love of God is lacking between you, all that is left is criticism and judgment.
所以当主耶稣说不要论断的时候呢
？So when Jesus tells us do not judge，
他同时也是在提醒我们要彼此的相爱。
He's actually reminding us to love each other，
像他爱我们一样。
Just as he loved us，
那他是如何爱我们呢
？How did Jesus show his love towards us？
那他是为我们舍去自己的性命，在十字架上面死了。
He actually gave up his own life on the cross for us，
那我们为我们立下了一个榜样。
And in doing so, he sets us the greatest example.
所以不要论断人，也意味着我们要用舍己的爱彼此的相待。
So when we talk about do not judge, it's also talking about loving each other as ourselves.
那我们来到信息的最后一点。
Now let us move on to the very last point of today's message.
那我们来看七章一到六节里面一个重要的属灵原则。
Let us examine a spiritual principle in this passage, Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 to 6.
就是七章的第二节。
And it's found in verse 2.
这里说，因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
那这里的这个原则就是你如何待人呢？那神就会如何来待你。
And this spiritual principle is that the way you treat others is going to be how God will treat you.
那这并不是我们第一次看到这个重要的原则了。
And this is not the first time we've come across this spiritual principle.
那大家还记得过去的几个月我们曾经看过这个原则。
I hope you all remember in the past few months we've already looked at this particular principle.
其实在八福里面也出现过。
It actually appeared in the Beatitudes.
有没有人记得？
Does anyone remember?
哎呀，可能不是同样的字眼，但是背后的原则是一样的。
Even though the wording may be different, but the spiritual principle behind it is the same.
就是在第五章的第七节。
Is actually in Matthew chapter 5, verse 7.
连续忍的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
还有在主耶稣教导主祷文的时候呢，他也曾经说过。
It also appears in the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus was teaching his disciples to pray.
在马太福音的六章十四到十五节，如果你们饶恕别人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们。如果你们不饶恕别人，你们的父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Matthew chapter 6 verses 14 to 15. For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
所以短短的三章经文里面出现了这么多次，所以这个是挺重要的一个原则，那大家要留心了。
So this spiritual principle has appeared several times in such a short span of verses, so it's a very, very important principle that we should bear in mind.
那当我们仔细去想这个原则的时候，发现它同时是一个警告，那同时间也是一个鼓励。
But as we ponder this spiritual principle, we realize it's not only a warning to us, but also an encouragement.
那警告的部分在于，若我们对其他人是刻薄、没有怜悯、不饶恕、是论断人的，那我们会发现我们和神的经历当中也会经历到他这样子对待我们。
So the warning lies in if we always treat others being harsh and without mercy, not unforgiving and judgmental, you realize that's how you experience God as well. That's how you perceive God as being harsh and unforgiving and so on.
因为他不是一个溺爱儿女的父亲。
Because God is not a father who spoils us.
而是他以智慧去对待我们。
Instead, he always leads us with his wisdom.
他会为了我们的益处而管教我们。
He disciplines us for our own good.
而这个属灵原则正面的鼓励是，
And the positive encouragement behind the spiritual principle is，
那如果我们对人是怜悯的，那也必蒙天父亚伟的怜悯。
When we are merciful towards others, we would surely experience God's mercy towards us.
那我们是愿意彼此饶恕的时候呢，那也会经历天父的饶恕。
And when we are forgiving towards each other, we will surely experience God's forgiveness as well.
如果我们对需要的人付出关怀还有帮助，也会经历到神是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
And if we are willing to always give and reach out to other people with our love, concern and help, we will also experience God as our timely help in our troubles.
那还记得几周前钟弟兄跟我们分享他认识神的故事。
If you recall, a few weeks ago, Brother John was sharing with us his testimony.
那他在他的见证的结尾鼓励大家要尝尝主任的滋味，就知道亚伟是美善的。
Towards the end of his sharing, he shares a Bible verse that says, "Come and oh, taste that God is good, and you know that Yahweh is good."And merciful.
而今天经文里面耶稣提醒门徒的这个原则也是我们每一个人可以亲自去经历去印证的。
And today, in this passage where Jesus is expounding this principle, is actually encouraging us to experience this for ourselves.
那你用什么量器量给人？
With whatever kind of measure you use to measure others,
那神也必用这样的量器量给你。
God will also use the same kind of measure.
那如何认识神，知道他的真实呢？又或者基督徒和亚伟神的关系要怎样晋升呢？那要记住这个原则。
So it's important to bear in mind this very principle as you learn how you can experience God's reality and also for us Christians, how we should relate to God.
那你如何待人，神也会如何待你。
So remember, how you treat others is going to be the way God treats you.
好，那让我总结今天我们在马太福音七章一到六节的信息。
So now let me conclude today's message based on Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 to 6.
那我们看了四点。
We studied four different points.
去敏感造物主他对人的心意，我们应该如何彼此相待。
To understand in God's will behind his creation, how each of us should relate to each other.
那第一点就是不要论断的含义。
The first point concerns the meaning of do not judge.
是不要把自己放在法官的位置，不去抬高自己对待别人。
And that is not to put ourselves in the position of a judge, not to raise ourselves as if we are better than other people.
而是彼此顺服，以仆人的心态彼此的服侍。
Rather, we should submit to each other and serve each other as a servant.
那第二点，不要论断不等于不去分辨善恶。
The second point we looked at is not to judge does not equal not to discern between good and evil.
那主耶稣教导门徒要分辨福音的圣洁还有珍贵。
Jesus taught his disciples to discern the holiness and preciousness of his good news.
要分辨别人听了福音之后的状态。
And we are to discern the spiritual condition of the person receiving the good news.
不要硬塞福音给那些以属肉体的生命为荣的人。
Never force the gospel onto someone who actually glories in his flesh.
那我们要小心不要因着我们的论断别人成为被属肉体生命主导的人。
And we have to be careful not to let our judgmental tendency to cause us to fall into someone who's also controlled by our flesh.
那这样的话，我们就会使猪和狗的性情跑出来了，是凶狠又有攻击性的。
Because if we do that, we are actually behaving like dogs and pigs, being ferocious.
那第三点，我们看到看不见自己缺点和过错，很容易去批评别人，是因为太爱自己。
And the third point we saw was that. The reason for us being critical, always focusing on other people's shortcomings and faults, is because we love ourselves too much.
人之间的关系，若没有舍己的爱的时候，就会出现好多的论断跟挑剔。
When this sacrificial love is lacking between people, then the end result is just judgment and criticism.
所以主耶稣吩咐我们不要论断人，也意味着我们要彼此相爱。
So when Jesus taught us not to judge others, it also means that we should love each other as ourselves.
那活出他基督舍己的爱。
And to live out this love of Christ that is sacrificial.
那第四节我们看到这个重要的属灵的原则。
And the fourth point, we studied this important spiritual principle.
同时是一个警告，也是一个鼓励。
Which is both a warning and an encouragement for us.
我们如何待神待人。
How we treat other people,
那神也会如何待我们
is how God is going to treat us.
那盼望我们都做有分辨力的人。
So I hope that all of us will become someone who exercise good judgment, perception, discernment.
那选择在正面，在鼓励的层面去经历这个属灵的原则。
And that we would choose to experience this spiritual principle in a positive way.
去真诚地爱别人，原谅别人。
To love each other sincerely, to forgive each other.
同样也经历神的爱，还有他的饶恕。
So that we experience God's love and forgiveness towards us.
不是去在负面的层面去经历这个原则。
And that we would not experience this spiritual principle in a negative way.
就是不怜悯人，对人刻薄。
And that is to be without mercy towards others, to be harsh.
不原谅别人。
Unforgiving.
那这样我们也会经历到神也是如此，会如此对待我们。
Because in doing so, we would also experience God being like that towards us.
那今天我的信息就到这里。
So that's all for my message today.
愿神的话语，提醒也鼓励我们。
So may the word of God both remind and encourage all of us.
那我邀请 Grace 为我们做一个结束祷告。
So let us pray.